have to go to do.
Check.
Wait.
And
you got boarded.
Hold on. I got to turn on the streaming. Click. Go. We're there. Oh, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Moose Dirt Cafe. Today's date is Friday, February 2nd, 7 a.m. Welcome with your host and original Dusty Putted Philosopher, Mr. John Case, and his sidekick, post-stroke nut job, Mike Diesel.
Hey, our calling line is 304. 885-0708, 304-885-0708. That show is currently unsponsored, everybody.
If you have the courage to come in and speak your mind in the cafe, you'll find it liberating. Liberating. The rest of the day will just, you know, smooth out, so to speak.
Some pie or soup. Both are watered down.
Yeah, right. And our omelet is, God knows, okay.
Yeah.
We've had a number of them that were described as flops, but nonetheless did the job. So.
Yeah, whatever. That critic's probably from Charleston.
Yes. Okay, as we said when we were talking earlier, that it looks like the teachers in several counties are considering a work stoppage since they're, you know, basically being paid not enough to send their own kids to school. So, right. type of thing. And their insurance keeps getting hammered. And, of course, the our local, you know, dickhead, what's his name, that runs works for Frontier? Head of the Education Committee.
Well,
you know, racetrack
that,
dude. Works for the racetrack.
I can't.
Paul Espinoza.
Oh, him.
Him and Patricia Rucker in the Senate.
Ooh.
The education girl, you know.
Yeah, the education girl. She's every bit
right.
The education girl that Betsy DeVos is.
I know. I'd like to have her as your teacher. You know, the worst thing in the world that ever happened, what? The Cuban Revolution.
Okay. All right.
You think that Beelzebub was bad? Yeah, think about Fidel Castro. I have to homeschool my children so I can tell them the truth about Fidel. I only have one student. Two students, actually. It's somehow Representative Mooney has figured out how to reproduce asexually. And I'm teaching, Patricia Rucker's teaching his kids, too, about the how bad really? Fidel is.
Really? That's a slam dunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, come on, man. That's your whole education. What, can you count to 10? No, but I know that Fidel Castro is wrong. Well, okay, I'm just, you know, people have different little things that guide them through light. You know, they think it's the light on the back of a train. Actually, the train's coming right, going to run right over them. But, you know, people get confused.
There's a train coming.
So I'm looking forward today to escaping.
Memo release.
Oh, yeah. Memo. Yeah, right.
Memos. Wiretapping.
Yeah.
Tapping of wire. Memo thing. Go sign. Memo thing. Release.
Well, it turns out the memo.
I have to go golfing. I have to go now.
They're going to. Are they going to redact all the references to Covfefe?
I don't know. It's either that or they have to really take a look at this Bowling Green thing.
Oh, go through it now. Explain to our people who are trying to drink Dr. Lecter's coffee.
Yes.
What Bowling Green means.
It was a reference made to a massive gun assault that never happened by Kellyanne Conjob.
Really? There was a massive gun assault by immigrants, probably, right? In Bowling Green?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Did it? Was it as big as the school shooting there? Or no, probably not. Did it even happen?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Kellyanne, blowjob.
Then I'm echoing.
Oh well, it's because I'm probably trying to say too much. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
You're never
Thank you.
Trying to say too much, John. John, I find that if this show tries to say just enough.
I know. I know. We're struggling all the time with our infirmities.
Well, I'm struggling. As I explained in our pre-show phone call, I'm struggling this morning. I woke up at 5:15 and went, you know, I think I'm going to lay here. What happened?
Yeah, that's what you need to do, man. You need sleep.
Yeah. I folded time and space.
You know, I think that sleep is an important part of your recovery.
Yeah, it was good to sleep. I'm still very... I'm still tired.
Do they give you any kind of like medications for that, or what do they say?
No. That's not the way this works.
It's right.
No. You know, you have to just. You know, I mean, I have the Plavix.
Well, that's for probably, you know, just to keep
that's for
blood thinner,
thinning of the blood.
Yeah, right. So you don't get clots. Right. Right.
Right. And get a. Keep an eye on that.
All right.
Constant monitoring of blood pressure.
So you got that? You're wearing the little device all the time?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. No, we move into that phase Tuesday.
Okay. And so then it's going to broadcast over the internet?
Heart monitor.
It's like Mr. Bill. So it's going to be broadcasting back to your doctor. They can keep or it's going to be creating a long record, right? A what do you call it? Longitudinal record.
Right, just to see what
yes, right.
Okay. Over a long period of time. I want to make sure.
By the way, you can replace your doctor with me.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You're going to skip on that one?
I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one, John.
You know, there used to be a...
I wholeheartedly thank you, and I appreciate your effort. However, I really need to actually keep my doctor.
Phil Henry used to do one of his imaginary call-ins, was a sexologist, a board-certified sexologist, and at which point he would call in, you know, impersonating him, his caller, because he didn't have any.
Right.
For a long time, he couldn't get anybody to call in after midnight.
Right.
Yeah. Couldn't get anybody to call in to the wrong. So he started inventing callers.
Joe certainly didn't suffer.
Well, he just started impersonating all the callers himself. That's how he did
right.
it. And,
right. Exactly. And there's so, nothing wrong with that.
The gay man and gay reporter, the board certified sexologist.
Right.
And it just. You know, when as he got crazier, you know, about it, and I don't know. I guess in the middle of the night, I guess even the AM sponsors don't care so much, huh? They're not awake.
Well, I'm. There goes the echo again, John.
Let me crank the volume down. Hold on. Okay, that should do better.
I think that's something that involves some real creativity.
For sure. Yeah,
you know, in terms of dialogue and question and answer and timing and clipping the audio and on and on and on.
Right,
so
right, right.
I commend. I always commend creative people.
I don't think he's broadcasting anymore.
No.
He's been up, but when I was still working for Microsoft, I mean, when I was driving back and forth to New Jersey a lot because, you know, the startup that Microsoft bought was headquartered in New Jersey, and so our office was there for a while. But I used to drive there and listen to Phil at night. I could reach him, you know. Somehow he was being rebroadcast, even though I think he broadcast from Los Angeles, but I could get him on the drive back down 95 sometimes. And
right.
it was a gas. It always was kind of a gas listening to him. But,
well, but, you know, you when you're that late at night, you certainly have limited options.
Yeah, it's that or
what your entertainment choices are going to be. You know, you have some. It's not always the best.
There was a 50,000 watt AM broadcast up in New Hampshire called High on the Mountain, and I forget which mountain they had the antenna on, but they used hear them all the time.
Take advantage of that, literally and figuratively.
Of course. Are you kidding? You know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
Software engineers are. I mean, some of them are. Not stoned. I'll just leave it there.
I think you'd be. I think you'd find if you did a calculation. I think you'd find that number was probably low.
That's right.
The ones that are not stoned, that number probably. Wow! Really? Are all you guys high?
Yeah. Wow. Right. You know. It's, yeah. Because
as a matter of fact, sir. Yes, we are.
I know. People discovered, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago that you can be high on weed or speed and write code, okay? You can't be drunk and do it, but you can be high on all kinds of substances and still write code. That's what people would do.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but that's what
I
led.
I wish I was more awake this morning.
That's what led to a spaghetti code.
You know what I do? I do much better at this show after the treadmill.
Oh, well, it could get your blood pumping, you know.
Yeah, it gets me much more. I'm much more awake and effective, I think.
Okay.
All right, everybody out there, I'm much more awake.
Okay, now listen.
Say effective. Jeez.
Let's go back on this.
Did you hear the pushback? It was
yes,
like the
I
phone
did.
Was gonna break.
Yeah, I know you did. You're doing good. the Republican plot against the FBI, okay, and the Russia investigation, okay. Now let's let's assume they're going to go all out for a moment and try to kill this thing, whatever it takes. All right, firing Mueller, do you know this
fire,
smear job?
Fury and fire.
Right. Yeah, you want to see fire.
To which the fire has never been more fury. But I say.
I know. You like fire and fury? I'll give you some fire and fury. Okay, that kind of thing, right? So let's assume that they go do that. Who's going to stop them?
Well, no one. No one's going to stop them right now.
I mean,
you may be watching the oligarchic candle in the United States burn brightest as it burns out.
Before it's drenched in blood or something?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't either. But
I don't know about drenched in blood or anything, but certainly there is, people keep talking about, hey, we're going to arrive at a constitutional crisis. No, we're not going to arrive at a constitutional crisis. We are there.
We're there, yeah.
We're already at a constitutional crisis. This is a constitutional crisis that will impact us for years to come. There is no moving away from that. We're in deep shit. Okay, people, we're in real deep shit. Nothing that they're doing. Each time I see anything happen with regards to this current administration, I always think to myself, let's do a couple of things. First and foremost, I am really pissed off at the Democrats not constantly saying, you have broken the law. 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 Each and every day, any Democrat goes on national television, on the floor of the House, on the floor of the Senate, you, Mr. President, you've broken the law. You've broken the law. You've broken the law. Just repeat it. Repeat it all the time. Because he has. The majority of this country made a decision based on its representatives to put sanctions on Russia, and you refuse, and you refuse, and you refuse. That shit has got to stop.
I don't know. But who's,
not only that, John. Not only that. But on a consistent basis, this human shitbag has obstructed justice. There's no question about it. He's blatantly obstructing justice just to see.
Yeah, Nunez.
If anyone will stop him.
That's right. If Nunez is not a picture of obstruction of justice, I don't know what is. Okay. I mean,
exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And so
this continues to be a very, very difficult situation that must be handled. It must be handled as soon as possible.
Why?
And I will say this. My my older brother seems to think that all of this is deflect, distract, deny on a consistent basis because he thinks that they are getting ready to go after Jared and Dottie Dumbass Jr.
I'm pretty sure that's what's on the agenda. Question is, okay, now the special counsel. So it'll come down to whether or not the special counsels will be protected by Congress or not. Now, based on what the Republican Party is doing now, I'm going to say not. Now that may shift, but
okay. Well, I'm not going to not say that because anything's possible with these idiots. But I would say that. That's fine. However, you want to do that? You want to do that? You go ahead and do that. You watch what happens.
That's my question.
You watch what happens. What kind of documentation shows up on the front door of the Washington Post and the New York Times? You go ahead. You want to try to F with the FBI? Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you know who these people are?
Well, okay, but I mean,
I'm telling you right now, this memo is bullshit. This is based on a FISA warrant that was reissued against Carter Page for the fourth or the third or fourth time by a judge. And the FISA warrant is 500 goddamn pages. So Devin Nunez went in and cherry-picked some of the bullshit to make it look like... What a scumbag.
Well, of course he's a scumbag. But I want to get us back to this, what we're going to do about it.
People need to be made aware that this type of behavior is wrong on any and every level.
Let's say you're a local.
And I have never been some big time advocate for the FBI.
No, I hear you.
However, just 6 months ago, they rewrote the FISA laws. Not even 6 months ago. You have asshat running his mouth about having him and Paul, Eddie Munster Ryan, on the floor of the House running their mouth about, well, you know, we need to protect the United States. The only way we're going to do that is... I mean, I don't think they said it exactly like that, but you get my meaning, John.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm trying to figure out what kind of demonstration. See, this has to do with the kind of resistance actions that are going to grab people. Because, for example, the stuff that's been done so far, which has been very good. I mean, it's been. I think the group of, especially the women's marchers that have been the leaders. Most of it, I think, in vigilance. And I think that's been important, but you know he's given us everybody the finger now, and Congress is letting him do it.
Yeah, so, and they're gonna get theirs.
Okay, the weight of opinion I hear is that okay, we got to shift everything toward 2018 and try and this year's election and attempt to you know, deliver a body blow to this whole fascist thing, okay? If we can. Now, you know, if you're looking around the country, I'm hearing some good things about that. I don't know. I don't have an assessment of what's going on in the with Mooney, okay? And I'm a little concerned about what's going on with Joe Manchin, all right? I'm awful afraid that his drive down the middle of the road
is
going to get him in trouble. I mean, it's not a bad theory in sometimes, but I don't know, man. He's I don't know. It really depends on, you know, I understand the Republicans are going to try to bring out all kinds of crap on the ballot about gays and this and that and everything else to try and stoke up their foolish base.
Here's the thing. You have to keep in mind, you have to couple that. You know, you keep saying that social engineering. You're social engineering. Oh, wait. No, we are. Here's what I would say about that is, juxtapose that with the largest percentage of a youthful movement away from conventional evangelicals. In other words, the children are leaving their flock in droves. They haven't seen these numbers before, and they're frightened.
Okay.
And one of two things can happen when a group of people are frightened. They either cling to that old school agenda and fail, or they change. And right now, they are clinging. They do not want to change. They are perfectly content in their narrow-minded view of the world.
Oh, I think that's true, yes.
Their inability to understand just exactly, both legally and morally, where we find ourselves. And that becomes to me really untenable. I don't think this type of behavior can continue. I have oftentimes met people who are conflicted in terms of their faith and their idea of science. I have also met people who are perfectly content with both, that have had, you know, both, and don't seem to, you know, can in their own mind keep those two things quite separate. I don't know where that's nationally going to bring us, and I have the same kind of fear as you do. But I don't believe this type of behavior can continue, because this kind of behavior, we've seen this movie before, and it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well for anybody. What I mean by that is, in Germany, in the 1930s, this kind of behavior began.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the beginning of the end.
Yes, it was.
Of, you know, but I don't know that.
That took 60 million lives to end it.
Right. I don't think that just that kind of populism can. The issue also, too, is, and I'm going to keep saying this, is keep in mind what projection machine they are. Okay? Keep in mind that what they pounce on in terms of numbers. They really, really are good at bullshit. I mean, my father had a saying where he'd say, if bullshit was music, you'd be a whole brass band. You know, you've heard that saying before.
Yeah.
Well, if bullshit was music, these guys would be a goddamn symphony orchestra, okay? They are really good at it. And it's amazing to me how some of the one-issue voters, you know, get angry and gel to that. But after their anger dissipates, as we have seen, and they see the realistic, non-logical play of all this and how it pans out really very much against their own interests, people kind of have a tendency to wake up. People have a tendency to say, oh, shit.
Well, I know. I hear people saying it.
Sucks.
I hear people saying it.
So,
I mean, I think...
It's hard, but you have to keep saying what you're saying and doing what you're doing over and over and over again in order for that message to sink in.
I'm wondering whether, however, the liberal conservative framework, which is kind of still, you know, dominates the norms of American politics, or it did until Trump's wrecking machine came through here.
Right.
Well, actually, it started when Obama was president. By the way, here's a typical racist meme from my own family. Okay, I told you this would happen. And, you know, I told you this would happen. I said what? I told you. You know, eventually, you do this civil rights business, and they're gonna elect an blah 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 president. I told you this would happen.
I'm sorry about that for your family.
I told you this would happen.
Sorry about that.
I mean, how far down in the pit do you have to be to barter that, right?
Well, there goes an echo again, John.
Well, I mean, it's just...
John, I'm echoing.
Oh, sorry. It must be me.
No, my point was...
Yeah, you made your point. I understand.
No, I'm echoing, and it's frustrating.
Oh, hold on a second here. Let's do a little bit. Try that again. Now, how try
okay.
again.
Okay.
Better?
Yeah, I'm back.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I would say, I'm sorry, but I would also say that in many ways, that is a convenient way to under-explain the nuances and subtleties of what's going on here.
Okay.
It is a convenient way to displace any type of blame or responsibility as a citizenry. To say, you know, this is what happens.
Yeah. Really?
Really? That's where you're at? This is what happens?
Well, I'm just saying, you get into this situation, okay, and now where the norms are being wrecked, okay, and you're looking around in your own sort of framework of responses, like, oh, I should call my congressman, I should do this, I should do that, you know, I should write a letter, to the editor, I should I do all these normal civil things, right? I go to meetings and I express my opinion,
right,
et cetera, and you know, you got this club-footed, you know, fascists that don't care. I mean, it's not a matter they don't hear you.
Right.
They don't care.
I'm going to say it again. I think you're giving some of these folks way too much credit for having numbers that they simply don't have.
Well.
The massive amount of people in the United States are not fascists.
I agree.
Just because we see it in our own backyard doesn't mean it exists in freaking California, Nevada, you know, New Mexico, the state of Washington, North Dakota, South Dakota. Jesus Christ, those people are too goddamn cold.
They are cold. Anyway,
so
we're going to see.
My point is it's not, you know, I know we land on this, and I know we talk about this, but I think we also had to be careful not to give it too much credence. You know, we have to strike a balance. We have to understand. You know, and I don't mean, you know, we're all going to hold hands and, you know, sing some kind of song together. But certainly there is an opportunity for people to realize that they can, in fact, be unified.
Well, speaking of that,
they can see things quite similarly. They can see things beyond the end of the reach of their own arm. They can comprehend and understand. Occasionally, when you explain something to someone in vivid detail, they then have a tendency to digest it one way or the other. Now, you're always going to have people who are manipulative and angry. And there's really not a whole hell of a lot you can do about that. You know, you just, there's just no, as Ron White, the famous stand-up comic, says, you can't fix stupid.
Well, that's true. Hey, I want
to... You know, I mean, but... You can certainly hope to make some changes.
I think that's true,
and I think that's what we can hope for. I'm not ready to give up the ship yet, my friend.
Oh, I may talk about giving up. Hey, hold on 1 second. I'm going to play a little clip from a demonstration going on that JB has posted to Facebook. Okay, down at the Greenbrier Retreat.
Good.
Okay, hold on a second.
Republican GOP retreat that has come here this weekend. A little bit of background on the Greenbrier. This is built in 1913. It's now a luxury hotel, casino, and resort with golf courses.
All right. I understand that the governor has had his name removed. I hear you took your name off the state signs here. Are you planning on taking a post in the?
I done did it. You know what?
You take a job in the swamp, honey?
Yeah, hold on a second, nigga. I gotta get up off this here toilet. Hold on.
Yeah, every day in the cafe, you ruin our bathroom. Yeah,
let me concentrate. Hold on, it's gonna take.
You're going to kill our bathroom. Yeah, exactly. He does this every morning. Comes in the cafe and then you know, disables our plumbing.
It's kind of like, oh no, not again.
Yeah, not again. That's exactly.
My friend's old foot mat right in front of his door. Oh,
anyway,
no, not you again.
Looks like it's Dave Fields, actually, who is on the microphone on this demonstration. Uh-oh, here come the state cops. Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
The Gestapo.
They're not getting paid, but I guess they're going to do their job. Or
George Soros is paying all these people. They're all being paid. Paid. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and start tweeting now, you piece of crap.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Anyway, it's I think who's the guy that's attacking Pence, right? Is Pence attacking Trump now? Is that what he's doing? Manchin.
No.
He's attacking Manchin.
We would have heard no. Pence isn't a Pence. You mean the vice president?
Yeah, I think he's attacking Joe.
Attacking Manchin?
Yeah.
Well, you just said Trump, so be careful.
I know. They're all...
He's attacking Joe.
Joe Manchin.
I mean, they're all equally horrible, but yeah.
And Joe is doing this little dog whistle thing. Every time someone mentions Schumer, he says New York talk. What is that, like a dog whistle for Jewish?
I heard that the other day, and it's just, that's not going to carry. I'm sorry. Not in this day and age. Grow up, Joe. Stop using that crap. That ain't going to carry. It ain't going to happen, man. You know, find something else. Find a much more eloquent way of speaking.
Well, I don't know.
You're not making any of us look any better by it, asshole.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just, here we are. You know, that's the best that we got going. Really? I mean, boy. Aaron Scheinberg is filed. He's going to, I mean, it's him and Tally Sargent. I guess they're going to slug it out over who's going to go against Mooney.
Yeah.
So I'm good with either one. I do have.
I like both candidates. I talked to Aaron. We got a chance to meet him and spend some time with him, and I like him. I'm not certainly not the most eloquent speaker, but I'm sure that kind of behavior can be developed over the course of a campaign. We've seen that happen before.
One would hope. Yeah.
So, but of course, you can read a narrative on somebody, or you can actually go see him speak.
But the problem is, the number of media outlets you got in West Virginia, to get a progressive message across is pretty limited.
Yeah, there's us and then the other guys.
Well, I hear the Gazette is being sold, is bankrupt. And yeah. The outfit that owns...
You're hearing correct, it is.
And the outfit that owns the Journal is going to buy them? Is that... that's the other thing I've heard.
I don't know.
You know, they're not... we know that they think that community radio is to hell with that. We need to Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And,
Talent alone from the inside of my ass.
You're right. Swallow some poison, will you, Rush? Right.
A little known show on the interwebs called. I'm sorry, I cannot repeat this. Listening to my show.
It's called Rush.
Something Something Cafe.
Yeah.
Broadcast by two psychopath liberals out of West Virginia.
No, right.
I know. Hard to believe there are some liberals left and right. I think these people should be taken out and shot.
Yeah, well.
I think the. I'm calling all my fans to. Go by and slap John Case in the face and kick Mike Diesel in the nuts.
Yeah, well, last night I watched John Wick 2.
I've seen that. I like that. There'll be no dog killing here. Yeah.
Anyway, he wiped out.
And I saw the training video. That was put together by the producers.
Really?
Just how hard Keanu Reeves trained for that movie.
Oh, I bet he did, man. You know.
I would tell you that watching that is not easy.
No.
To go through all of that training each and every day and to do it well was pretty amazing.
He didn't have that many lines, actually.
No, there was too many guns going off.
Oh, man, yeah. It's like
there wasn't a lot of lines, but there was a lot of guns.
It's a video, man. It's like a video game. The whole,
yeah, pretty much that's the way a lot of the action adventure type stuff. That's what disappoints me is, I understand the fear of viewing such violence. Because, man, oh, man, is that like... I'm even to the point where I never thought I'd say this about myself, but, John, I'm serious. I'm to the point where I'm like, this is just too much.
I know. He must kill 100 people.
Why do we do this over and over again?
Right. He must kill 100 people in that movie, at least.
At least. At least. I think it was more like 1,000.
Because he blew up a couple of places, too, right? I mean...
Yeah, and there was a couple of rather over-the-top explosions that...
yeah, right.
Yeah,
how about the professional courtesy he leaves his compadre there? I just put a knife in your aorta. If you pull it out, you'll die. I'm going to leave it in for now as a professional courtesy.
But if you leave it in, then someone can come and save you. God. Well, I think that's what's been lacking in our country among assassins is just professional courtesy.
That's right.
I really think that's where we're missing the boat here. If you gotta treat your assassins better.
I know.
Mr. Case, you have to, there's a...
They play a role. They're taking out the garbage.
Well, it is. It is a. You know, and I think it's about time somebody said it. It's thankless. Okay, it's not the easiest job in the world.
Being an assassin. That's right. I mean, plus you get psychological problems. You would think. I mean,
what are you trying to say?
By the way, it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Six more weeks of winter, looks to me like.
Yeah, it's either 6 more weeks of winter or hell. I mean, I think you could take your pick.
Yeah, hell's coming to breakfast, Josie.
I'm sorry, mister. What'd you say your name was? I didn't.
It's Josie Wales.
This is what's known as the Missouri boat ride.
Yes, that's right. I know, I hate cheering on a Confederate like that, but whatever.
Yeah, that's not my favorite thing. I do think though that the one savings grace in all of this is, and it continues to rear its ugly head every time I see it, is John. Once again, I'll say it again. There is nothing more readily apparent in a society than when evil continues to overplay its hand on a consistent and constant basis. It is both visible, stumbling and bumbling, and ignorant. And you can see it as plainly as you can see the fact that the polar ice caps are melting, even though I am making them not melt anymore, because I'm a genius.
Oh, man.
So there, this is where we find ourselves, and let's wake up, everybody.
All right, bud.
I got to go now.
All right, buddy, man. Thanks. Take care, buddy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. And you've been listening to the Moose Turd Cafe for February the 2nd, 2018.